Welcome to Fresh Bread with Raymond McCulloch. Raymond is the former editor of Irish Christian magazine Bread and, with his wife Jerry, directs Kingdom Come Trust based in Northern Ireland. He has pastored and led worship for several years in Belfast and is currently involved in music and media production.
Hi, I'm Raymond McCulloch. Welcome back to the third episode of our new series, Fresh Bread, Your Kingdom Come, based on my book, The Whore and Her Mother, 9/11, Babylon and the Return of the King. If you've missed the previous two shows, don't worry, you can still play or download the podcast of previous shows from our website, kingdomcome.org.uk, or you can read the first few chapters of the book for free there, and download the relevant prophetic passages for your own study. You'll also find more information about the music and content of each show, and you can read all the encouraging emails we receive about this and our previous shows. Here's one of them. Dear Pastor McCulloch, thank you for daring to bring us something interesting in Christian radio. Most of it is just the same old thing, but you are always outstanding. Ambrosio Gomez, USA. If you want to contact us, our email address is simply raymond@kingdomcome.org.uk. Or just use the form on our website, kingdomcome.org.uk. The previous week, we covered the preface and introduction to the book, and last week we introduced Chapter 1, Mega Babylon, Past or Present, and we concluded that 1. Ancient Babylon was not destroyed in one day or 1 hour, but it continued to exist undisturbed for another 1500 years under the Medo-Persians, the Greeks, Parthians, Arabs, etc. 2. Jews were never forced to flee from ancient Babylon. Instead, the majority continued to dwell there in peace for centuries. 3. At the time of Christ, there were more Jews living in Babylon than in the land of Israel. 4. The Apostle John wrote the Revelation many years after the death of Yeshua, so he could not have been referring to a Babylon which, by then, was only a provincial town in Mesopotamia. So, it seems clear from this that these prophets were referring to a nation still to be in existence at the end times, i.e. one that exists right now. Which leads us to Chapter 2, a present-day world system. But before we do that, let's have a wee bit of music from former Belfast band Split Level and Borderland.
Before you have future dreams,
A bit of fiddling there from Frenchman Jean-Pierre Rudolph. Chapter 2, A Present-Day World System. The Apostle John, himself a Jew and one of the earliest followers of Yeshua of Nazareth, Jesus, had a powerful vision while imprisoned by the Romans on the Greek Isle of Patmos. In the revelation, an angel appeared to him, carried him off into the desert, and showed him the punishment of the great prostitute. In chapter 14, three separate angels appear, one after another. Revelation 14:6-10. Then I saw another angel flying in mid-air, and he had the eternal gospel to proclaim to those who live on the earth, to every nation, tribe, language, and people. He said in a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water." A second angel followed and said, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, which made all the nations drink the maddening wine of her adulteries." A third angel followed them and said in a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast in his image and receives his mark on their forehead or on their hand, they too will drink the wine of God's fury, which has been poured full strength into the cup of his wrath." John wrote the revelation in the Greek of his day. The Greek word used for the great is the word mega, which has now come into popular use again in today's English. So we could equally well use the phrase Mega Babylon in order to differentiate from the original ancient Babylon. The above verses seem to indicate a chronological progression, i.e. that the fall of Babylon will occur immediately after the proclamation of the gospel has reached every nation, tribe, language and people, and that this fall in turn will usher in the rule of the beast. Though this first scenario has not yet been realised, it is one which is rapidly becoming a possibility. And then, it would seem, the other events will follow swiftly. We'll take a look at these other events later. First, can we identify a modern-day Babylon? Revelation 17:1-5. One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the punishment of the great prostitute who sits by many waters. With her, the kings of the earth committed adultery, and the inhabitants of the earth were intoxicated with the wine of her adulteries." Then the angel carried me away in the spirit into a wilderness. There I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that was covered with blasphemous names and had seven heads and 10 horns. The woman was dressed in purple and scarlet and was glittering with gold, precious stones and pearls. She held a golden cup in her hand, filled with abominable things and the filth of her adulteries. The name written on her forehead was a mystery, Babylon the Great or Mega Babylon, the mother of prostitutes and of the abominations of the earth. I saw that the woman was drunk with the blood of God's holy people, the blood of those who bore testimony to Jesus. When I saw her, I was greatly astonished. In the Koine, common Greek of John's day, unlike the Hebrew of the Tanakh, the Old Testament, capital letters were in use, and this phrase in verse 5 was originally written in capitals in the Greek manuscripts, Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes and of the abominations of the earth. The revelation, like much of prophecy, contains many pictures, but for the moment, let us just focus on part of the description. The woman is dressed in purple and scarlet, covered in gold and precious stones, and holding in her hand a golden cup full of filth. This is a very accurate description of the Babylonian goddess Ishtar, known in other languages as Ashtar, Astarte, Ashtoreth, Yostre, etc., and from whom we derive the English word Easter. Ishtar is dressed in purple and scarlet, with golden jewels, and carries a golden cup in her hand. She was the main Babylonian deity, goddess of fertility, love, and war, and usually depicted riding on the back of either a lion or a leopard. In the Revelation, the woman rides upon a scarlet beast, which has 10 horns. it would appear that she is controlling this ten-horn beast. The meaning of the ten horns is explained for us further on in verse 12. The ten horns you saw are ten kings who have not yet received a kingdom, but who for 1 hour will receive authority as kings along with the beast. They have one purpose and will give their power and authority to the beast. The beast and the ten horns you saw will hate the prostitute. They will bring her to ruin and leave her naked. They will eat her flesh and burn her with fire. So, although Mega Babylon initially rides upon the scarlet beast, it is this very beast which will bring about her destruction. We are told that the ten horns are ten rulers who do not yet rule, but will agree to give their power and authority to one man, the scarlet beast. These ten nations, not in existence in John's time, acting as one under the beast, will eventually turn upon Mega Babylon and bring her to ruin, leave her naked, eat her flesh and burn her with fire. They will then replace her authority with that of the man referred to as the beast. Revelation 17 verse 18, the woman you saw is the great city that rules over the kings of the earth. The Mega Babylon described here is closely associated with a particular group of 10 powerful nations who, although willingly participating in her adulteries, Revelation 17 2, and luxuries, chapter 18 verse 3, will eventually get sick of her dominance and greed, turn upon her, and destroy Mega Babylon. Ancient Babylon did not depend on other powerful nations, nor was she overthrown by a group of 10 nations. She was conquered without a battle by the rising Medo-Persian Empire of Cyrus the Great.
Shine your light, shine your light, shine.
Belfast Robin Mark with a song written by Brian Houston, Work a Miracle in My Heart. In the Revelation 17 verse 1, Mega Babylon is also described as one who sits by many waters. The same phrase is used in Jeremiah 51:13. You who live by many waters and are rich in treasures, your end has come, the time for you to be cut off. The explanation of this phrase, many waters, is given to John by the angel, Revelation 17 verse 15. Then the angel said to me, the waters you saw, where the prostitute sits, are peoples, multitudes, nations, and languages. So firstly, this woman refers to a great city, a megacity, rich in treasures, that rules over the nations of the earth. The waters where she sits are peoples, multitudes, nations, and languages. We're talking about a megacity and nation which rules over the other nations of the earth. And as we shall see, it's herself made up of many nationalities and languages, a city and nation of immigrants. Now you may think I'm assuming too much here in identifying these many waters as being a reference to immigrants, but just bear with me as we look at a few more references in these prophecies, and you may come to agree with me. Jeremiah 50 verse 16, cut off from Babylon the sower and the reaper with his sickle at harvest. Because of the sword of the oppressor, let everyone return to their own people. Let everyone flee to their own land. Jeremiah 51:9, we would have healed Babylon, but she cannot be healed. Let us leave her and each go to our own land, for her judgment reaches to the skies. It rises as high as the heavens. Isaiah 13 verse 14, like a hunted gazelle, like sheep without a shepherd, they will all return to their own people. They will flee to their native land. In each case, the people who make up Mega Babylon, those who survive her destruction, are encouraged to return to their own land. Although they are citizens of Mega Babylon, they also each have another national identity and their own land to return to. This did not happen when the Persian Empire took over the ancient city of Babylon. There was no destruction and no fleeing or exodus of people to their own countries. A short while after Cyrus came to power, the Jews were given permission to return to Jerusalem and rebuild it. Only 50,000 were to take up the offer. The majority remained in Babylon for many hundreds of years and prospered into the 10th century CE. So we conclude that the modern city and nation, referred to as Mega Babylon, is composed of people from many lands and many peoples, who, though now part of this nation, also still retain a national identity from the land of their birth or their ancestors' birth. Let's look at some more clues. How does this city rule over the nations? Revelation 18:3-19. For all the nations have drunk the maddening wine of her adulteries. The kings of the earth committed adultery with her, and the merchants of the earth grew rich from her excessive luxuries. When the kings of the earth who committed adultery with her and shared her luxury see the smoke of her burning, they will weep and mourn over her. Terrified at her torment, they will stand far off and cry, woe, woe, O great city, O Babylon, city of power. In 1 hour your doom has come. The merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, because no one buys their cargoes anymore. Cargoes of gold, silver, precious stones and pearls, fine linen, purple, silk and scarlet cloth, every sort of citron wood, and articles of every kind made of ivory, costly wood, bronze, iron and marble. Cargoes of cinnamon and spice, of incense, myrrh and frankincense, of wine and olive oil, of fine flour and wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and carriages, and bodies and souls of men. They will say, the fruit you longed for is gone from you. All your riches and splendor have vanished, never to be recovered. The merchants who sold these things and gained their wealth from her will stand far off, terrified at her torment. They will weep and mourn and cry out, woe, woe, O great city, dressed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, and glittering with gold, precious stones and pearls. In 1 hour, such great wealth has been brought to ruin. Every sea captain and all who travel by ship, the sailors and all who earn their living from the sea will stand far off. When they see the smoke of her burning, they will exclaim, was there ever a city like this great city? They will throw dust on their heads and with weeping and mourning cry out, woe, woe, O great city, where all who had ships on the sea became rich through her wealth. In 1 hour she has been brought to ruin. In Jeremiah 51:7, Babylon was a gold cup in the Lord's hand. She made the whole earth drunk. The nations drank her wine. Therefore they have now gone mad. There are a whole group of people referred to here who are willing participants in the rule of Mega Babylon. The kings and rulers of the earth, the merchants who trade with her and grow rich, and the shipping companies who transport goods to her. These people are very willing to be allied with Babylon because they share in her luxuries. I would suggest that we are talking here in terms of a world trade system, the market economy, capitalism, globalization, enthusiastically pursued by the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and most world leaders today, with a few notable exceptions.
People that he loves. and blood was shed for all, for every wrong that's done.
The Living Sun from Emmaus, a band from Dunleary, County Dublin. Let's sum up what we've covered today. Is Babylon a present-day system? Firstly, the fall of Babylon will only occur after the gospel has been preached to every nation and tribe, which has yet to be realized, though soon it will be. Secondly, Mega Babylon will ride upon a group of 10 nations, whereas ancient Babylon did not depend on other powerful nations. Third, Mega Babylon will be destroyed by fire in 1 hour. Ancient Babylon was conquered by the Medes without fire or destruction and continued as an important city for many hundreds of years. Four, apart from about 50,000 Jews some years later, the people of ancient Babylon did not return to their own lands, but became part of the Medo-Persian Empire. And finally, Mega Babylon operates in conjunction with the kings of the earth who share her luxuries, which sounds like a world trading system, i.e. globalization. Join us again next week for the first part of Chapter 3, The Identity of Mega Babylon Revealed. Slán agus spana dia. Bye and God bless.
This series is produced by Precious Oil Productions for Kingdom Come Trust. For more information about the series, Bible notes and recordings of previous talks, check out our website at www.kingdomcome.org.uk or write to PO Box 200, Belfast, Northern Ireland, BT 23 7TZ.